Hi there, Forgotten News listeners. If you're listening, if you're wondering about the origin of this holiday we celebrate and have a few minutes to spare, keep listening. I'm your host, Emily Prokop, and this is the story behind April Fool's Day. Before the adoption of the Gregorian calendar we use today, the Julian calendar celebrated the beginning of the new year during the last week of March into the first week of April. When the Gregorian calendar was adopted in France in 1582, those who didn't adhere to the new dates and celebrated in the spring became the butt of jokes, even being referred to as the Poisson d'Avril. My French is not great, I apologize. But it translates to April fish, referring to being young and gullible and easily duped. But what is also called All Fool's Day has been linked to a number of different cultures, including the Roman festival called Hilaria, which was the celebration of laughter. No doubt you can see the basis for the word hilarious. The tradition of playing pranks, especially sending people on pointless errands, became popular in Europe during the 18th century. And even though today, with the modern technology of the internet, the day is especially daunting for people like me who have been fooled on multiple occasions. One of the most popular pranks pulled was from the BBC in 1957, when a news report ran about the spaghetti harvest in Switzerland coming in early that year, including a video of a woman pulling spaghetti from trees, happy to have been able to cultivate their spaghetti successfully that year before the dreaded spaghetti weevil was able to attack the crops. After this aired, hundreds of viewers began calling the BBC, asking where they could get their own spaghetti plants. Here's one thing a lot of April Fool's pranksters may not know. Pranking on April Fool's Day should end by noon, or, as lore warns, bad luck will befall the prankster. And those who can't take the joke well is said to attract bad luck. So even if you may have been angry when Taco Bell claimed they purchased the Liberty Bell to rename it the Taco Liberty Bell in 1996, or if you were frustrated you never got your left-handed Whopper offered in 1998 in a Burger King ad, make sure you can laugh at yourself a bit today. Information for this episode was sourced from History.com, Snopes.com, the Museum of Hoaxes, and more links which can be found in the show notes at thestorybehindpodcast.com. This week on Trivia Tuesday in the Story Behind Discussion Group, we're actually catching up for a few weeks, so bear with me as I have a lot of trivia to give you. Moxie posted an article from 9gag.com about how Game of Thrones hid 6 thrones around the world for an epic scavenger hunt, and she also said April 14th is way too far away. She also posted the head of the Catholic Church is not the Pope, and the Pope is not Catholic. And she posted the first Rolls-Royce was a 2-cylinder, 10-horsepower car. Moxie, by the way, is the host of Your Brain on Facts, and she organized this whole Operation Switcheroo. Jonathan posted on his study of public relations, he found out the electric chair was used as part of a publicity war to stop the adoption of alternating currents. Moxie posted again when pinball machines were being destroyed in the name of morality. Many of the balls were donated to the World War II effort and were melted into bullet. Jen posted she learned the nickname Skip is usually given to someone who is named after their grandfather, so the name skipped a generation. And Moxie posted if the population of the Earth held hands around the equator, a significant number of them would drown. And Brett posted in the 1980s, A&W tried to compete with the McDonald's Quarter Pounder by selling a third pound burger at a lower cost. The product failed because more customers thought a quarter pound was bigger. If you enjoy trivia and want to share it with other trivia buffs, consider joining the Story Behind Discussion Group on Facebook. And if you're on Instagram or Twitter and love fun facts, be sure to follow Story Behind Pod. Thanks for listening.